Hey folks, your OS reviews. You're watching our video first look and quick review of the HP 15F233WM. This is a 15.6-inch laptop that also has a capacitive touchscreen display, which is pretty rare at this price point. Now, this laptop retails for around $300, which is pretty inexpensive already, but it's currently on sale if you purchase it through Walmart, and it's only $280, which makes it one of the most affordable full-size laptops that also combines a touchscreen, which is pretty useful if you want to do some light drawing. It's going to be great for navigating through the interface as well. This laptop has Windows 10 pre-installed. In terms of specs, it's decidedly low-end, however. It has an Intel Celeron processor, which is quite not too fast at all. It's the N3050 processor, even though it has 4 gigs of built-in DDR3 RAM, which is decent, and a 500 gigabyte hard drive, which is pretty standard these days. It comes with the Windows 10 Home Edition on board. In terms of design language, this particular laptop is basically the same as we've seen from most recent HP laptops in the past few months, I would say up to the past year. This is the same language kind of borrowed from the HP ProBook series that we also saw a few weeks ago. So it's a pretty sleek and elegant look. It's not too out there, it's not too different from what we've seen, but it's quite slim. It's also sleek and easy to carry around. Taking a quick look at the design of this laptop really quick, you can see that it has a matte finish on the top, which doesn't attract too much fingerprints. It's also quite slim, which it makes it good for traveling with. Not the thinnest computer, of course, not like a Mac Air, but it's more than decent. There's a 3.5mm headphone jack, LED lights for the hard drive. You can see there is also a USB 2.0 slot on the right-hand side, in addition to a full-size DVD slot for reading and writing your discs, which is something kind of rare for a laptop at this price point. It's great. The texture, which is made out of this sandpaper-like material, kind of reminds me of the OnePlus One series, which is a good thing. It provides a good amount of texture when you're holding the computer. On the left-hand edge, there's a proprietary charging port, there's an Ethernet port, a full-size HDMI port, and two USB 3.0 ports, in addition to an SD card reader. This is a full-sized SD card reader. So now we have the computer booted up. This has a true bright display, which is pretty good in terms of viewing angles. You can see inside it's also quite clean. There's a chiclet or an island style keyboard, which is very responsive and great for typing. It's a lot better than the G56, which was the entry-level laptop that HP released almost 3-4 years ago now. The touchpad here is nice and large. There are left and right keys, which are nicely defined as well. You can see that each of the buttons are quite responsive and also nicely spaced apart. There's a top row dedicated for icons like volume and also Wi-Fi on or off. This laptop does come with a webcam on the very top as well, which does a good job even in low light situations. So now we're inside Windows 10. This is basically what the interface looks like. You can see it's not quite as suited to touch as Windows 8 was with the entire tile interface, but it still works quite nicely. Here is Paint, so it shows off the touchscreen capabilities. You can paint up to 5 fingers at once. It's a 5-point multi-touch display, and you can see it's quite responsive as well. So it's easy to doodle, draw, and navigate through the interface on this computer with the touchscreen. Chrome is built in addition to Wi-Fi, and that's basically it as far as the first impression standpoint is concerned. When I was using this laptop and doing some light web browsing and searching a few YouTube videos up, it seemed like the speaker was nice and crisp, which is good. However, with a Intel Celeron processor, the computer is still slower than I'd like. For a brand new laptop, there's some slight sluggishness, especially if you're streaming video from sites like Netflix or Hulu. If the videos are maybe 2 hours long, you're going to notice some delay and sluggishness, especially if you have multiple applications open in the background, which is not ideal, but I guess to be expected at this price point. Other basic specs I want to mention really quick, there's a 3-cell lithium iron battery on board, which seems to last for roughly 3 hours brand new, which is good. This weighs 5.05 pounds, which is decent. The dimensions are 0.98 inches, 15.18 inches by 10.16 inches. Some built-in applications do include a Netflix and Vudu built-in app. There's also CyberLink Suite, which is a favorite of HP to built-in. There's also Snapfish, and there is also a Dropbox app, which you can get 25 gigs of free online storage for 6 months when you first log in. 3 months of Evernote Premium is included, WPS Office, which is the free version of Office, basically. McFree, there is a 30-day trial for antivirus security online, some built-in games, and that's basically it. There's a one-year warranty on board. So anyways, this seems to be a pretty good low-end laptop, and I'm excited to see the presence of a touchscreen at this price point. The processor still seems a little bit sluggish, but the design is really good, and finally we're seeing budget-oriented laptops that are getting more and more competitive and seem to do better and better. To check out more information and our full review, which is coming out soon, be sure to keep posted on our website. Thanks for watching this video here at OS Reviews.